Hello and welcome to The Call. It's Tom Breeze here, and in today's call we have Phil Turtle on the line from the Turtle Consulting Group. Now, Phil has been in the PR industry for over 20 years now, and in that time he's worked with some of the UK's largest businesses in the tech, B2B and trade industries. Not only that, he now teaches entrepreneurs and business owners how to do their own publicity. The Turtle Consulting Group is widely renowned as the PR agency that editors recommend. And today, I have the privilege of grilling Phil and finding out more information about the PR industry and how it all works. So, Phil, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Can I send the same press release I might have to my local paper or local radio and also my trade sector magazines as well?
It would be nice if you could. But if you remember what I said, that this is about providing relevant information to the particular media's audience or readership, then no, you can't. Okay. You can keep the you can keep some of the same content, of course, because the story is much the same. But you need to tailor it for each different type of media. So if it's for the local paper, then it needs to have some local information and local slant to it. If it's for a specialist trade medium, say, I don't know, Cabling Weekly, then it needs to focus on the technical side of stuff. If you've also got an opportunity, because let's say you've done cabling in a listed building, so you might be able to get that same story into an architectural magazine or a building magazine. But again, you'd have to switch it around and put the building slant first. Yes. In the trade, we call it topping and tailing. So you take a standard press release and you change the top bit and the bottom bit to be relevant to the particular medium that you're sending it to. Of course, if you're sending it to a radio or even a newspaper, then you actually need to cut some of the information out, because remember, the purpose of that is to whet their appetite to phone you to actually do an interview.
So you're releasing small bits of information to them because you know that it just needs to...
You need the teaser because, okay, in a newspaper, you can send them a press release and they'll run a tidbit. But the only way to get half a page is to actually be interviewed by the reporter. Yeah. And obviously for the radio, almost everything is done on interviews. So you need to get them ringing you, and it may only be a 2 minute slot. It may be a 15 minute slot, but you need to get them interested, get them ring you. And then of course you need to have your bio and your question sheet standing by for those.
How can you be prepared for a call from the media?
Okay, well, of course, the last thing you want is a journalist ringing you up and you go, can I get back to you on that? Because instantly they know you're not a professional, you don't know what you're doing, and you're probably wasting their time. So there are a couple of things that you can do before you actually send out your press release, so that you're absolutely ready for those calls, and that will set you up to be a good interviewee. The first one of those is to have what we call a bio sheet, biography or little mini CV, which tells them the reasons why you're good to interview. So it will tell them why it is that you're an expert in your subject, how long you've been doing whatever it is. So you've been running the best bakery in town or the best bike shop in town, and you've been doing that for 20 years. You've built 500 bikes, you've won so many shows. That sort of thing makes you interesting. If you've already done press, radio or TV interviews, then put those on your bio sheet as well, because that tells them that other people have interviewed you and got a good deal, so they know you're a good subject for interviewing. The other thing to give them, these are all very busy people, these reporters, is a question sheet, which has maybe 6 to 10 questions that you can answer. Now, how good is this? You're giving them the questions to ask you, so there's going to be no nasty surprises, and it's questions that their audience will need or want to know the answers to. And the last question that you put on the bottom of that sheet is the most important one, and that is, how can they buy your thing, whether it's a product, a service, a seminar, a book? And if you play the game right, then the interviewer will ask you that question at the end.
Great, okay. So you're kind of into... So you have your bio sheet, you have your questions, and once you have them, then you'll hopefully have a question from the journalist at that point, or from the media saying, okay.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a completely free service, Tom.
Excellent. How do you get the best PR results, if, or in your industry, or specialist magazine. So how do you get the best PR results?
That needs a bit of homework. PR isn't just a sling it out and hope it works activity. You do have to do some work. And before you talk to any editor or provide any editor with news, you really ought to do him the service of having read his magazine or newspaper and try to understand how he works and how the magazine works. And there's a very simple way of doing that. It's quite old-fashioned, but what you do is you get three copies of the magazine and a pad of those little yellow stickies, and you read them, but you read them from two points of view. What's the structure of the magazine? What sections are there in it? What regular topics does he cover? And what are the sort of things that, we could do something along those lines? Now, by the time you've been through three copies, you've got a very good idea of how his magazine works, what things he likes, what things don't seem to appear. And you can very quickly put yourself a little plan together of similar things based on your topic rather than the competitors you've been reading about. But then you're in a very good position to come up with ideas of articles or ideas of press releases that he's going to like. And then once you've done that, there's absolutely no reason why you can't pick up the phone, have a word with him, say, right, I'm new to PR. We're such and such a company. We fit into your readership. We've got all this good information. And I've had these three ideas for possible articles or possible news pieces. What do you think? And he'll give you 10 minutes. And because you're new, he'll be a little bit more, or a little bit less critical than he might otherwise be. And he'll give you pointers. And they are very helpful if you get them on the right day. Oh, one other point I must say. If you ring an editor, the first thing you must say is, after I'm Joe Bloggs, can you speak? Because these people live on deadlines. And if he's up against a deadline, he's not going to be able to speak to you. It's not he doesn't want to, but, you know, he's got 15 people screaming at him to get stuff on the printing press tomorrow morning. And talking to you, he can do the day after tomorrow when it's all happened. Yes. So can you speak? And if he says no, okay, when would be a good time?
Great, okay. That's very clever, because if you find out exactly what the editor wants and what their natural pattern of putting it together of some sort of publication, whether it be a magazine or whatever it might be, it's very clever to work out what they want and then you're almost reverse engineering it and saying, well, okay, if that's what you want, here's my article as a result.
Absolutely. And do you know what? That's how proper sales works. Mm. Sales isn't about going and battering somebody with a hard sell. It's actually about listening to them, understanding what they need, marrying up what you can do to what they need, and then you've got what's called a solution sell. And to be honest, editorial placement is just that. It's a solution sell. You need this. I've got that. Hey, don't the two marry well together?
Exactly. Yeah.
Shall we do some business?
It makes sense to do the business and feature the article. Okay. Brilliant.
Yep.
Like it. Well, Phil, thank you so much for being on the line today. It's been absolutely incredible value. And going through some of those answers, I haven't heard anything like that before. So it's very interesting to see how the world of PR works and also get it from the insights from an expert like yourself. For those viewers and those listeners and those readers that are picking up this information, where can they find out more and what do they need to do?
Okay, well, I think probably the best idea is if they go to bestprselector.com, where we run a service to actually help people either find the right PR agency for what they need or learn to do their own PR, or maybe even if they're a small company, find somebody local as a freelance who can help them with that. And it's a completely free service. There's a very short questionnaire of about four, maybe five questions, just to give us a basic idea of what your business is and what you're looking to achieve. And then we'll get back to you very quickly with some recommendations from that.
Brilliant. So no matter what size your business is, what sort of industry you're looking for, bestprselector.com, did you say?
That's correct, yeah.
Bestprselector.com. Go there, visit that. And of course, they'll be able to find out all the information they need to from there and be guided on what sort of PR they could get for their business.
Exactly, yeah. Fantastic. And it's a completely free service, Tom.
Excellent, okay. Well, Phil, thank you very much again. It's been a brilliant interview. Great to connect with you. And we'll look forward to speaking very soon.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.